On the 011 and then the intermediate, we call the intermediate one that I'll share with Rabbi Jacobson. A caveat or a disclaimer that whatever I say doesn't scratch the surface, and it doesn't discuss it because it's an amazing share. Wonderful people in the share, and the structure is that we meet every we meet three times a week, and we live with Dr. Russo. We meet at 9:30. Well, lately we've been meeting on Sundays at around 10:30 to give us time after to prepare for the Sunday share. And we have share on Sundays at 10:30, then on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:30, and other days of the week. And after share as well, we have the Bruce's and we learn with our Bruce's. And go through the Gemara, Rashi, all the Rashi's, most of the Tosfos, as long as the Tosfos that out, dealing with different sugya or different sets altogether, but just, usually we don't do that Tosfos, so even when we also learn some, be shown ourselves to kind of put things together. And also to contrast, different ways of viewing it. And I can just speak for myself personally that I gained a lot from it. He doesn't let you get away with anything. Rabbi Jacobson, you have to think. You leave your kishkas at the door. And sometimes people might want to follow their kishkas, and they have to prove it. If you don't follow your kishkas, you have to have sources, you have to prove it, what is it you're trying to, to support whatever position you're taking. It's very interactive, and learn a lot not only from Rabbi Jacobson, I'm friends enough from Rabbi Jacobson, but everybody else in the Chabura too. There's wonderful ideas flying around, how to approach it, and for Chaboras on the Gemara, and there are occasions where, like, a novel idea will come up, a Kiddush, and no one's really thought of it, and so Rabbi Jacobson will go and look it up, and find the answer, or try to suggest different things. We're all searching for it, and that's what it's about, and it's very, very good shema. It's a real pleasure to be learning, but it's to grow. I mean, there's been a lot. I know that I've sharpened my analytical skills quite a bit from it, and we're learning about Kama right now, and I think we've done this is our sixth pair, if I'm correct, but we're not going in order. We started out actually on the sixth pair, and I was actually a little bit reluctant, I wasn't so thrilled about it, because I'm a lawyer, and it's all about damages and things like that, and it's torts, just the whole, and I did that already. I wasn't so interested, but it rolled with it. And after learning the sixth parak, it's great. I'm looking forward to continuing Viper with it. And if anybody has any questions, be happy to entertain them. And it's very pleasurable. And it's also, and the group is just, it's a very nice group.
I can vouch for that.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Sure.
And this is directed to any one of the three of them. It's probably to apply to each of them. If this Yeshiva Sagra morning Seder is beginning on Sunday, are we parachuting in to the Masechta and the Daf we are currently holding? We're starting a new Inyan from the Merosh. When the intermediate description talks about learning Rashi Tosos, I'm assuming you're learning Rashi Tosos inside.
Yes.
Are you also learning the Rishonim and Achronim inside, or is it set outside?
No, it's inside.
Intermediate share is starting in Yisroya. It's the third period. The first period is discussing the beginning of the third period is all about Vori, and the last part is about Shoy. The Shoy boards and other Shoy to work out the valuation, how much damage was caused. That's where we're starting on Sunday. It's a new Sugan, brand new Sugan, not connected to the previous part of the period at all. as Yeshua said, the focus is on Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. If we do a Rosh on a Mufi Yosef, it's just to sharpen what we've seen in the other Rishonim. We don't, the Matar of the Shir, the focus of the Shir is not to go as much in depth as the Rebarentin Shir. And Achronim definitely we don't do inside at all. I might say over an Achron, again, to sharpen to understand something, that's all about Peh. The focus of the Shir is to get clear, the Sugya, the Gemara, with Rashi, and most of the Tosfos. That's the focus of it.
Also, we do Hazara. Usually, it's not really set, but we'll take it like a week or however long it takes us to start from, you know, from whatever point we started at sit and to go to the
floor.
But you know, again, because the idea is also to sharpen and to get it to Kona.
Everyone was asked to indicate what level they believe they would sit to. That doesn't mean that you're stuck to that level. If you don't know where you would sit best, you know, speak to the Rebbeim and ask them. And maybe there's somebody who is an intermediate person who really wants to be in the higher tier of art. So feel free to, you know, look around and see what fits right for you.
You can also start someone and move on to
the other. Exactly, right. Move up, move down, move across, solve the problem.